On a foggy Friday morning in Washington, D.C., Ana Montes began her morning routine with precision. She washed, neatly made her bed, and slipped on a sensible sleeveless top in cornflower blue. The single 44-year-old government employee had carefully saved to buy her two-bedroom co-op apartment in D.C.'s Cleveland Park neighborhood, thanks in part to a last-minute cash gift from her father, and her tidy home was decorated with mementos from her extensive travels abroad. Ana took one last look in the mirror at her no-fuss hair, short with bangs and apart, and locked the door behind her. As she eased her red Toyota Echo into traffic, Ana had no idea it would be her last day of freedom for more than 2 decades, and no clue that she was being followed. On the half-hour drive to the headquarters of the Defense Intelligence Agency, DIA, where she worked as a top analyst for the intelligence arm of the U.S. Department of Defense, unmarked cars tracked her every turn. Drivers operating in undercover teams from an FBI surveillance unit were keeping a close eye on Ana this momentous day, but always from a respectable distance. Amid the bustle that Friday morning, September 21, 2001, Ana eased through security and passed the armed military officers in the lobby. A squadron of FBI agents and twitchy DIA officers was hiding in nearby offices. They had even pre-positioned a nurse with an oxygen tank and CPR equipment as a precaution. For this was the day that Ana Montes, the Pentagon superstar analyst who had just won a prestigious fellowship at the CIA, was to be arrested and publicly exposed as a secret agent for Cuba. The FBI had worried for years that the Cubans had placed a mole deep inside the upper echelons of the U.S. intelligence community. Now, after years of digging on a case that the FBI had codenamed Blue Wren, the evidence was irrefutable that the Blue Wren unsub was, in fact, Ana Montes. In court-authorized break-ins of her apartment, the FBI had found secret communications with the Cubans on Ana's laptop, making it clear that Montes had revealed the true names of at least 4 covert U.S. intelligence officers who had been operating in the shadows in Cuba. The Cubans had thanked Ana, noting ominously of one American spy she had outed, "We are waiting here for him with open arms." Ana Belén Montes is sometimes called the most important spy you've never heard of. Her relative obscurity is mostly a fluke of timing. When the FBI finally arrested her, the nation was still shell-shocked from the 9/11 terrorist attacks. In that environment, news that a senior Pentagon analyst had been charged as a Cuban spy mostly elicited a shrug. Finally, why did Ana spy? What cocktail of resentment, narcissism, and insecurity would convince someone to deliberately choose a life of endless betrayal and double dealing? Little did her sister, Lucy Montes, know that the most notorious Cuban spy of all was sitting right next to her at baptisms, weddings, and funerals. This book is Lucy's story, too, and reflects her attempt to reclaim the name of an American family that once was known solely for its achievements in medicine, law enforcement, and academia. "We all grew up in the same household. We all had the same parents," Lucy said. "It never even entered my mind that my sister would be capable of such a thing, because we weren't raised that way." Let's go on a journey to learn about Ana Belén Montes, the ultimate target of Operation Blue Wren, who kept them all guessing for nearly 17 years.